Hey, welcome. You're just in time to join us for our Weebisation.
I just can't believe you don't watch hentai. Like, it's baffling to me.
You are missing out.
There's like, a lot more content. Even, what, doujinsies, because you read manga. There's just so much content in hentai.
I found a doujinshi the other day that made me wish I had like, a 6'2" older stepsister.
Yeah.
Who could just do things to me. Because our parents are away overseas because they're workaholics.
Yeah.
This man doesn't even bother to broaden his horizons to think about the things that are out there with your basic pornography. Fuck a Bella Danger. Show me Miso Forte.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to Weebisations. We're going to get a little adult on this episode. Talking about hentai, specifically hentai that we think Shannon would like, but he doesn't watch hentai. So if you don't want to hear about this, we're going to get very descriptive and, as you would say, anal about things.
Speak up louder so they can hear you.
For the people in the back.
For the people in the back. Don't be one of those guys jerking off in the corner. You gotta be here with us. You start us off, Nico, so I'll know what direction we're going.
Okay, so.
I gotta bring my coffee.
Did you get extra milk?
Creamy. It's just black.
I'm going to the food. The food cafe.
The food cafe. No, it's just black.
Ew. Ew, I didn't know what you meant by that. Add some cream. Nut.
Enjoy. All of you at home, Fuda is a genre of which women have massively long 9-foot cocks.
A lot of us tend to wish we were Fudas, to be fair.
Beautiful. I'll turn into a beautiful woman.
They're always beautiful.
Until you wish you were a woman.
But I keep my penis.
Yeah, but I keep my penis. Or it's bigger. I mean, you know.
I don't wish it was bigger because the level of which the size is not real in our world. No one's taking a meat log the size of my bookshelf. Okay?
It's also like the fact that it's like...
It's also heavy.
Yeah, I say it's heavy as hell. It's girthy and heavy.
Do you see the ones where it just grows? Like, grower, not a shower, but too much cream? Where it was like the size of a pinky?
Yep.
But now it's an elephant trunk?
Yep.
And I went, how are you not passing out from, like, blood loss in the brain? how are you not fainting?
Yeah, I mean, but most of the time that's, like, 3D stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's, like, animated. They're actually pretty, like...
There's some decent levity. There's some reality to it.
Until you get to the animal. Then
until you read Bible Black, and then you're just summoning two penises.
I hate the thing about Bible Black, that the vagina is part of the dick, instead of it being separated. I hate that it's the bottom of the dick. It's the base of the dick.
I forgot about that. Yeah, like, it's its own thing. Like, it implies...
It implies
that you can fuck that part.
Yeah,
and I went, don't you fucking dare come near me.
That sounds painful.
Don't you come dare come
near me. It's so a clip.
Dude, the fact like I saw, you know what scene bugged me out on Bible Black? There was also another. First off, how they're able to do it is just robbery.
Okay, for one, the premise of Bible Black is like ritual cult-based stuff, by the way.
In a high school?
Yeah, in a high school.
But it's like...
But there's a hell of adults.
It's hell of adults. Like
the cult is like mainly adults.
It's mainly adults, and everyone's like, okay, just for levity's sake, everyone is implied to be 18. But God, you don't put the setting in a fucking high school. But regardless, it's just a bunch of people where it just starts off with all these women are just having sex with men, and you're just like, oh, okay, this is fine. But every time somebody finishes, it goes into like this chalice.
Yeah.
And here's the thing though, as a man. I'll be so happy if beautiful women are like, yeah, we're going to do this right now. But then when I finish, you're catching it in a cup and you leave.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a curious man. What do you do with the cup?
Yeah, are you drinking it?
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
And then every single time. And then sometimes they're like, they finish and it just falls out of them and they catch it. But then later they go have this ritual and then they drink from the cup, which has like, I don't know, 20 different people in there, I assume. You only see three, but it's at least, you don't know. The school's pretty big. And then they drink it, and then out comes this penis. And they reach for it like it. They pull it out.
Yeah, it's all like a sword.
And then they just have sex with each other, and then Oh, you're left with more questions than answers.
I will say, I hate the sound that when the dick comes out. It sounds so disgusting in Bible Black.
It sounds like it's forming right then and there.
Yeah, it's so
it sounds like what I assume a ditto sounds like when it's transforming. It's like that, you know? Like, there's just a lot in Bible Black that is just funny. Like,
I hate that most of the girls are hot. Like, I hate it. Because they're skinny hot. I don't like skinny hot.
No, I know you don't like skinny hot.
Like the
redhead was the best one in there. Best art drawn. And Imani? Then, huh? Imani? Yeah, Leah, like, not skinny, but then they put her through the most hell.
Yep,
they did. They put her through the most hell. And I'm sitting there like,
you're my favorite, too.
God. Or, like, I didn't like the male character. Because the male character...
They looked like a typical... They remind me of
this weird book.
They remind me of Light from...
except if Light was a bigger pussy.
Yeah.
Because the guy's like a pussy. And then he just sits... Like, what's the first one? She's like, I need to know what your secret is, how you're doing this.
Right? At the end of it, he's just screaming.
He's just screaming. And he gets with the blonde women and the blonde... Like, the shit... He gets with a bunch of the women, and he's just depressed all the time. And I'm like, well, then get rid of the fucking book and stop doing this shit.
Yeah.
Like, one of them is the blonde woman who's like, she knows he has, like, a secret.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know it's the book.
Yep.
So then she's like, oh, I'll suck your dick. And then he's like, I'm not going to tell you. Like, she's sucking his dick. He's like, I'm telling you. She goes, I'll never tell. And then she shoves her middle finger up his ass. And then he just spills the beans. Like, yep. I have a book. I have a book.
I had a legitimate orgasm and just gave in.
I had a book. Or the one where he has, like, with the other blonde woman, and the best friend comes home, and he's just, like, he opens the door, and he's just finishing, like, all over her face, and she's, like, shocked, but then he looks over at her as she opens the door, like, it's like the worst grin ever. Yeah. And I went, who is this made for? And the fact that they're, like, four spinoffs. There's like Bible Black, there's Bible Black Origin.
There's Bible Black Zero.
There's Bible Black, the New, they call it the New Generation.
New Testament.
I'm like, this is blasphemous. Yeah.
No, it's like, New Testament is the actual official story.
Everything else is filler.
Everything is filler.
Because everything came from a book. That's crazy. This is canon.
Yes.
This is canon. It's Bible Black. Because originally Bible Black was a manga.
It was.
That was like, no, we can't make this a manga. We can't do it. But it was a manga, and then it just transitioned into, like, it ended, and then they're like, no, there's more to the story, and then Dojinshi started. I went, okay, there's a lot. Imagine watching One Piece the whole time, but Oda really, really was like, this is my second thing. I really wanted the story to be about Robin, and now her tits got so huge. Like, imagine like that. Like, it's really off-putting when the artist takes a full turn, and you're like, oh, you just wanted to draw porn. But then he knew you couldn't make money right away. So it's like how Post Malone started with rap so he could go back to country.
Enough about Bible Black. I do like the premise of Bible Black, and I like the story of it. And I find myself watching a lot of hentai for the story now, more than just being my mate to the hentai, to be honest. There's so much NTR in the world right now. I think NTR is the most popular hentai.
It's very disappointing how much effort goes into the story. Because it shows, like, even though it is hentai, it is porn, there is a bit of art. There is art to it. You do this. And the artwork goes kind of hard sometimes. And then you kind of feel bad because you can tell that the person really put an effort. Like, why is there a story in this?
Yes.
Why did you work? What's the thing that we said? Tamani, the ninja one?
Oh, Tamani Sagi.
How do you know?
How do you know that?
The whole time.
How do you know that shit?
Speak up over there. You don't want to be heard?
How do you know that way?
You ain't gonna. That one. Yes, like, yes or no. Art style goes crazy. The artwork and budget goes crazy. And there's fight scenes in it.
It was made in like 2016 or 18. Dude, the animation is
clean. There's fight scenes in it.
The fight scene? No, and the music.
It
has an opening.
Shit's kind of wild. And then it's just the most hardcore thing you can watch.
Okay, unfortunately, because I don't want to get these things dies or whatever. We're going to refer to the premise of things as grape. So there's a lot of grape in it.
Damn, I was just going to say hardcore. Because there's a lot of, like, the term mind-breaking. So, like, it starts with them, and then they all love it.
My number one fetish.
Mind break, Jesus! That's your number one fetish.
Only once, I've done it once.
Mind breaky.
Mind breaker.
Oh, Mind Breaker.
Yeah. I mean, I've never had the Mind
Breaker. Mind Breaker to anyone at home is more like the person just ends up loving every second of this thing. It's not real. It's not real. The number of hentai I've seen that just like, they don't, they're like, whatever. They're like reserved. The person's like, I'm just going to have sex with you because you're a fucking pig and I need to get what I need. And then later she's like, oh, I just love cock. I just want to breathe and live in cock. And you're like, this isn't real. Who's doing it? I've never met even the biggest porn star doesn't want to live like that.
I'm going to tell a story, but I hope they don't listen to this part of the story. Of you or mine. Maybe.
Well, too bad. They're going to listen.
Probably.
You should speak up loud, Gannon.
So.
And say what?
If you come closer.
And say what?
I just want to hear your opinions on us. Nico brought you here to judge us. Not sit inside. You can call us creeps. You can call us monsters. You are your friend. But I don't, you must judge.
So I wasn't into Mind Break originally until I was with my ex. And there was a point where we were really into each other, like sexually. Uh-huh. And we were fucking like, and I'm not joking, like 6-7 hours. I did not think I had that in me. And at one point, she just rolls her eyes like, almost to the back of her head type of thing, opens her legs wider than she's already had them open on top of her, and she goes, fuck it, just do whatever you want, I don't even care anymore.
Do you feel like this story would be funnier if we bleeped out every other kind of word she was saying in editorial?
Probably.
And like, she was beep, beep, and then a mm, 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 and then I'll have my fist in the mm, and then see her legs will open mm, 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 and then yeah, and then we had some Doritos.
Unironically, we didn't have Doritos for that day.
7 hours? You're a liar.
No. This is when I was skinnier.
I've been skinny and I've never done that. I've been skinny. I'm fit right now.
No, okay, so here was the thing why it was 7 hours. I shouldn't come. I already came like 3 times. And I
did you break? Jump.
No, she broke.
No. Did you take breaks?
Yes.
So you had sex all day?
Pretty much, yes.
But you took breaks.
Yeah, like eating out and like...
Yeah, I bet eating out. I bet eating out. Look at this man over here on his phone making faces. What'd you even come to?
Anyway, that was the only time I ever did that. And
is that considered mind break?
Well, to me, it was
just like you just.
I think she was just exhausted.
You just did such a good job.
I think she was just exhausted.
It also sounds like she just gave up on Everly. She's just like, he's doing what you want. You did such a good job. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Right? Is that like a good thing to say? It just sounds like you did such a good job. She just went, just do whatever.
Yeah, that was the closest thing. And then I got really into Mind Break after that. Because I always had like a hypnosis type of kink, but that. Sorry, my mind break.
Is that like the same thing? Like I always like this sounds terrible. Growing up, I had a time stop kink.
Yeah,
is that terrible?
No.
Yeah, like you just stop time.
So you're just like raping people?
No, no. Oh my god, no, you motherfucker, no. This motherfucker is crazy.
What's the difference?
No, okay, so time stop was more the thing of like.
Explain. Is it consensual?
So in the hentais, it always leads into like the dude able to, it's like a woman now, but the person able to stop time and then they kind of like, it always leads into sex. For me, as a kid, this is like when I'm like 12. I just want to see. You ever seen one of those? You're like, damn, you look good, but it could look like a mess. I want to see what it looks like. But then also be like, start time and then just leave, but then they're like completely naked, so it's like the best prank ever as well.
One of them I've seen was.
It'd be awesome. I stopped time, and then Nico's pants are by his ankles. Nico knows, oh, Angel. I knew it was him. I knew it was him. At dinner. I stopped time, and Shannon's here, but he was just at home on the toilet. He was like, Nico,
he goes, this shit comes out fast.
Yeah. And it's not even here. He's like, he was in his toilet, now he's on your toilet. Like, it's just inconvenient. He can still wipe his ass and go, oh, it's just really inconvenient.
This is just awfully cold all
I would just,
you know, they're
just fucking people.
I would just fuck with people, yeah. So I guess
you're the worst.
I guess I just want to see some people.
Don't give Angel superpowers.
You want to see some people naked, and then you just also want to just bother people. I just want to make everything inconvenient. Okay, my fetish is more to make life inconvenient.
Yeah,
that's good. I have an inconvenience fetish. I stop time and just move people around. I have an inconvenience fetish.
That was one where, do you like it where it's time stop and they don't feel anything, or do they feel all the motion at once?
If it's a hentai,
yeah.
I guess the build up sounds nicer because it sounds like I guess if it's in a hentai, I like the idea of like you got it. It all ramps up.
So it's just this break.
Yeah, it's like if you stop time and beat the shit out of someone, and then you start time, and then like JoJo.
Yeah,
like you're like, no. Time resumes. And they just come, like, fuck. Time resumed. Oh!
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Was that wrong?
Oh! I'm not going to be moaning on the podcast.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. Do you have a favorite hentai? Mine's already Tomino Sagi, though.
Really? That's your favorite?
That's my number one.
God damn. I like the first one like that got me kind of hooked. What's my favorite?
If you have one.
I have, like, one and I never remember the rule of it. But then if I had to pick one, like, you know what's funny? When you ask that question, first one that pops in your head. For me, when you asked me that, I don't think it's my favorite. The first thing that popped in my head was Resort Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Resort Boy.
I will say...
like, it was just the productivity of it.
Yeah, I'll say, the production of that is...
it's weird. It's an
weird
mix.
It's weird.
It's a weirdly good one. But there's this other one... I'm going to finish your thought first.
I'll say, you know it has really good production information that I hate? Which, I didn't even like the hentai, but Euphoria... Euphoria?
Oh, yeah.
That's fucked up.
Dude, when you see it, you just see the amount of it's fucked up. But the amount of artwork, the budget.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck are you, Black Clover? Like, yeah, get the fuck out of here.
This shit's so great.
I've seen it. Wait, what? What?
Excuse me?
You've seen it?
I was a child, too.
That's
what the fuck are you playing this game with us earlier, talking about, like, I don't watch none of that. Therefore you watch it.
Yeah.
You implied to me that you...
I don't watch it.
You never purposely watch it.
Yeah, I don't go out my way.
Oh, just like I didn't purposely watch Bogan.
But no, it's like,
yeah, that's my ongoing joke for
every time
alive.
It's like that. Curiosity you get when someone mentions two girls, one cup, but no one tells you what it is.
Yeah,
that's absolutely.
I think I was in high school, and I was told about Euphoria. I was like, I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to my friend's house, and we watched it. Mm-hmm. We watched all of it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I watched all of it because I was like,
how much is there?
There's 14, I think. Right?
There's
you watch all of it together?
Well, the original there's only seven.
You and your homie?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. I have actually watched...
Did you get some Get Hard challenge? Like, they just sit there, like...
No, dude. You want to hear something crazy? Me and my best friend at the time, me and her watched hentai. She was not, like, really, like... We were... People thought we were going to be together and all that stuff. We never did any of that. Because she turned into a lesbian later on. But...
you rolled your eyes.
We sat on my lap with a pillow between us just in case I got hard when we watched hentai. She was the reason why I started watching hentai.
Oh, God! God, I didn't see that twist at the end. No, she's the reason I started watching. So anyway, now I'm a degenerate, and this is how.
Yeah, I mean, she would draw it at first, but she would draw like yaoi, and I'm like, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
But then she's like, hey, yo, if you watch a yaoi with me, I'll watch whatever you want, and I'm like, ugh. You know? But I did it.
You know, Nico, there are other things.
You
could have been like, you know, we could watch some fairy tale. Just a lot.
Hey, she was obsessed with anime.
Yaoi, can we watch your favorite anime?
Yeah.
I don't want to watch it. You know what I will say, though? There's this one, because there's two things on my right now. The other one is, the first one is the hentai that was like, oh, that's one of my favorites. It was like,
What's the genre? Ugly Bastard?
Oh, yeah. That's
it's very like, good. It's like, you know what? Speaking of...
Very good. Go for it.
I need you to keep talking. I need you to talk.
What Nico said, I found the top five categories, and Ugly Bastard is number two.
Yeah, you know, like, yeah, Ugly Bastard is number two.
Okay. So, I have to... I'm going to... As we do this...
I'm not going to lie. The Ugly Bastard plots are really good, but they're mainly NTR. And I hate that.
Okay, so...
Number one is NTR.
See?
Number one is NTR. Yes. We were talking about that earlier. So, one of the things I... So, it has to be like a tie. Because there's one that I'll always find it, and then I'll never save it, and then because I feel weird saving it.
What is it about?
It's about Ugly Bastard, and it's like this guy who's trying to get into a Ivy League school, and he moves in with this blonde girl, this blue haired girl, and this redheaded mom, and he's just studying, but then he creates like this drug that makes you hella horny.
Oh,
and he's like this weird creep, right? So he leaves it in the room, and so like, but then when he takes a drug, it makes his cock like the size of two Pepsi bottles.
I know exactly.
And then he has sex with but the final episode's the best one when he has sex with the mom.
Yep,
because the shit, she's wild. You're putting this Pepsi thing in your ass, and I'm like, damn, we're doing that. That's one of my favorites. Please don't judge me on there. It's just porn.
Well, I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Say, you know which one I'm talking
about. There's only like five or six episodes though, isn't there?
No, there's only like three. It's blonde girl first. Then the same
episode for every character.
The blonde girl, one time he puts the blue haired girl in the ass, and then he has poopy dick, and he goes, "Now clean it."
Yep.
And then he's like, "Come on, you ruined it. You ruined it."
Big turnoff.
There's a big turnoff, but there's one. I'm trying to find it right now, and I feel so stupid trying to look for this. So there's one that I will always go back to. It's not the best one. It's really like kind of whatever, but for a story and for the art direction, I was like, cool, but it's in the MILF category. And it's this one where it's this guy who is like this built guy and his wife's like this tiny thing and she's pregnant. And so the mom is like, oh, I'll help take care of the son. And the first time they do it is like, she dresses up in this her daughter's high school cheerleader outfit, and then the son thought it was her. And he turns around, and I'm like, "You didn't think it was her. This woman's built different." And that becomes a two episode mother-in-law getting just addicted to the son. And I'm trying to find the name of MILF mom son-in-law.
She was brown hair, right? Yeah. I think. The mom?
Black hair. Is it this one? Oh, here it is. Oh no. That's a long one. Onoko no Kawari Mitsuki Nadake. And she's just like in love with this guy. Like, and it's a really, it's interesting. It's just, I don't know why I like that, but that ties with the one I told you about, the Ugly Bastard and Resort Boyne. I just think Resort Boyne because it was my favorite. It was the thing that got me.
Resort Boyne
besides like the old school. Do you remember like flash games? Like you go on the website, they had like funny flash games with the story.
Yep,
and it was like pretty good.
Most of them were tentacle.
Yeah, no, I saw one where it was like, I think it was supposed to be like, remember it was like spies. It sounds so terrible, but it was like someone drew an adult version of Totally Spies, but it wasn't those characters. But it's the best reference you can say. And then they had episodes, and they're like, "Oh, we're gonna stop these bad guys and do all these things." They're like, "God, how did we get in there?" And some guy's like, "Want to float?" And she goes, "Yeah." And he was talking quick.
Five, crazy.
Top five. Yeah.
Listen,
of what?
For the
hentai in the world.
Well, no, for the like the category. Okay.
So we know NTR.
So NTR is one.
We know Ugly Bastard.
Ugly Bastard's two. Grape is three.
Damn, it's three.
Yeah. Lollicons is four.
Lollicons. Okay.
Sorry, I threw up a little bit.
Five is tentacles.
Five? Okay, tentacles seems off. No. Well, you know what? No, it doesn't. Because tentacles is like, every time you hear the joke, tentacles is always up there.
Tentacles is totally, I know.
Okay, so NTR, Nico has a problem with it because it's just too much romance. And it's a lot of cucking.
I was saying, yeah, it's
I'm not liking the
cucking. I don't like the cucking.
I don't like the cucking. The lolly stuff is, it's become a problem.
It is a problem. I'm not a fan of lolly.
So, we were talking about the one where it was like, what's the term? Shoto?
Yeah.
It's Shoto. What, which is, boy thing.
So, a lot of people don't know this. Yeah. Shoto is a lolly of a boy, pretty much. It's a boy, younger boy.
Yeah.
But he's having sex with like old women.
Right, right. And then lolly is the reverse, the complete opposite.
But I will tell you, the biggest difference is most of the time, the shotos are either adult turning into them a lot of times instead of it just being a kid.
Right, right. So here's my issue with the whole genre that makes me like, that's why Nico's like gagging and I'm like sitting here trembling because I'm like, so we were talking about it before, the one I saw, which was like a shoto.
Yep.
But the guy was like in his late 20s and then the sister's turning him into a kid, but then he keeps his cock side. You're like, Jesus fucking Christ, what's happening here? Right? And I'm like, okay, so the idea is that he's still technically in his late 20s, early 30s. But
he's in a kid body.
And you're still in a kid body. Okay? The thing with people trying to justify with the lolly shit is the whole age thing where they're like, I'm a 300-year-old drag. This bone transform. I look like this. And I went, is that how we get away with this? Because it's something's still off. There's one. I guarantee if you go to any like hentai website and look through it, there's always like one that throws you off. Like you see the pictures and then there's always like one line that's like,
yep.
And that one is always the one that makes you go, like, whoa.
No, there's
there's like one with like three
kids. There's
like
one.
Three girls. And you're like, what? How is that there?
Yeah.
And they will never tell you. It always said at the beginning, these are depicted as 18. And I went, you're full of shit.
Yeah, you're full.
You're full of shit.
There's one about, because I didn't know it was this at first, because it's got an ugly bastard on it. But it's like something OG's on. So this guy, he's like really big. And the landlady, she's like really small. And she, you just think she's a landlady because she comes by, you know, and she's going by like different apartments and everything. Mm-hmm. And he's like obsessed with this landlady. Like he's like, oh, she's so small and cute and petite or whatever. Cause you know, she's super small. He's like 6 feet. She's like three, mm-hmm. essentially. And obviously she looks, you know, but they, in the show,
she's the landlady.
She's the landlady. So she's so like 30.
You have to be 30. Yeah. You can't be a landlady yet.
She's like late 30s.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, she'll just come over and like do stuff for him. And like, you're just thinking, oh, okay, so we're building up. Maybe the girlfriend sees, gets jealous or whatever. No contact, right?
Mm-hmm.
She just goes up to him and accidentally spills food all over him. And then that's how they start. She cleans up the food.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And I mean, like, he is huge compared to her. Like, I'm like, how are you not breaking her?
Yeah, and this is the joke we were talking about, like, with the food and stuff, where you're like, no one took an anatomy sheet. No one took an anatomy class and was like, how does this fucking work?
I think what it sounds like is people like more impossibility than practicality.
And yes, and
we want to see, but you all saw it somewhere. There is a like, you want to see someone, like, vastly, like, exactly. When it's done, it's a hole.
Yeah.
You're like, hello, like you want it to be.
So, like, for instance, there's a lot of horse cock stuff, right? For hentai. And, like, that stuff, I don't find weird. I mean, I do, but I don't. You know what I mean? Like, compared to the lolicon stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd rather watch that. If I had to choose between the two, I'm watching horse stuff over lolly stuff.
Sure. That's fine. I think my thing is.
But that still makes sense because, like.
And you know what it is, too? It's more like when you get into the topic, right? We've seen some that you're like, there was one I saw once where it was like a brother, it's like step siblings, right? But at the same time, like I'm sitting there like it is, there's like this, when is it not lolly? You know what I'm talking about? Like you've seen one where it's like they're older and they don't look small.
Yeah.
But they're also, it's still, like the implication is still a problem. You're sitting
or like, they're like tall and busty, but they're like, you know, younger.
No, but I seen one where like they were busty, and let's say she was like 5'5", but if you're the younger sister of this boy, and you have a boyfriend in school, and I'm sitting there like, is this an in between? Like this is not because they're not small. They don't look.
Not, so you're seeing like flat giant titties on a child type small.
Jesus.
This is awkward conversation.
This is awkward
conversation. I'm trying to understand what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, okay. The reason why me and Nico don't like Lolly is because they look like... Sorry, this is what it is. Yeah, they look like 12.
Yeah.
Okay? What I'm talking about is what is obviously to be implied, like, older than that. Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, I guess my brain, when I see it scrolling down, I'm like, my brain sees... It's implied 18. I'm like, it doesn't look 18 still, but it doesn't look like that. Like, when do we go down this scale of when we're like, okay, that one is where we stop. This is not okay. Anything from this look onward.
Yeah.
Looks, because people try to, when you watch it, people try to do that gray shit.
Yeah.
And it throws you off. Because sometimes, like we said, like the Shoto thing that Nico was talking about is a guy is 28 to 30 yeah. turning into a...
That's considered a great line.
That's a great line.
A kid, physically.
So, like, you can see, like, I know there's a few hints. I don't know them, but... because don't watch that.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're
not wrong. But there's, like, a couple where it's presented, like, they're in high school, and then there's a middle schooler. I'm like... You can't have a random middle schooler in the...
I mean, you can. That's how school works in Japan.
I know, but like, you know...
How about the ones where you can't tell if it's a school or a college? Because, did you ever see the one... You must have seen this shit. It's one episode, it's 40 minutes, and it's drawn... It's like 40 minutes, because it's drawn like you're watching a gorilla's art style, like the gorillas, right? And it's a hentai where it's like, it's just drawn a little weird, but it still looks pretty good. But basically, a gas breaks out and the gas makes everyone in the school super horny, right? But there's no plot to it. It just keeps cutting to people. So it cuts to this boy who was like really quiet. He pops to stand like this. And then the teacher was like, oh, you know, he keeps staring at me, but then the gas goes off and then now they're fucking. And then it cuts to this girl who was playing softball outside and then she sees like this old sweaty man and now it just cuts to them and she's sucking his dick. And then it cuts to, this, Garu.
Wild 40.
It's like Garu, yeah. Right? It cuts to this Garu, like having sex with having sex with like these teachers in the bathroom. And then like,
For context, if people probably won't know what that is. Shannon, would you like to explain?
It's like, so there's a stereotype in Japan where you see people with like blonde hair and then they immediately be like, okay, that's a delinquent. So think of delinquents, but for females, you know, they'll go all out this way to, you know, be the, what they want to be versus following the rules. So they'll dress differently. They'll dye their hair. They'll have makeup.
Long fingernails.
Yeah. And all of that in one person. It's called a gyaru.
I love gyarus. Okay. Here's an example. I'm doing this right now. I'm on the page of Hentai Hater, and you go for the top rating. Number three is you all can't see it at home. This shit's wild. It's something called Shoujo Ramune. Look at that.
Oh yeah, that's bad.
And we're gonna show it to Shannon, and Shannon's gonna say that one. That's number three. That's crazy.
For context.
So,
don't look up Shoujo Ramune because it's on the front page of this and it shows like it's top rating. So I did ratings. Yeah. Top ratings of the month and it's that one.
They're just
it's number three. But here's another good example. Then we're gonna go to number four. Or most views. Most views. That's most views. Number three on most views. Number four is something called Itadaki Seiki. And Itadaki Seiki, that's what I'm talking about. There's a weird in-between. That's not so really. But she's a succubus and she can transform her shape. But that's the shape she starts.
And they're in high school.
So I'm sitting there like, that's what I was talking about. We're like, where's that line you draw?
I mean, so if you ask me, high school is already a red flag.
It's all, but 90% of it is high school.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's implied so, like, because they go to school longer.
What I'm hearing is just the idea of hentai is just to appeal to everyone, you know, everyone in that group.
Yeah.
So people in high school is going to explore it more than adults do, but adults are in it when they're watching it too. So whatever has gotten the most traction, they're going to keep putting out more similar things, if that makes sense.
I know, absolutely. I'm understanding what you're saying.
Well, that also makes sense to popularities. Whatever has, whatever's the most popular, people are going to, you know, make
but
more of
that. Number three was that.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. It
makes sense.
Sometimes I, sometimes like if we do podcasts, like I want to show the people, like, dude, this is what I'm talking about. We can't, and I'm like, Nico's, do not. If you want to have,
look it up.
You can
go
to
look it up.
I'm going to tell you how to like just go to the category.
Then you know what to avoid.
Go to Hentai Haven and go to most views.
Not sponsored.
There you go. Go to most views. And then look at the third thing. Shit is wild. Look at the third thing. And that is what we're talking about. Like,
so
implied is bullshit.
With that, then it's like, how do you stop it?
This one's called Ochi-chan Asa. Asa.
I can't stop it.
Look at this one. Woman.
Which one?
A size classmate.
Oh. Crazy.
These are in the A-size classmate. These are in the top, like, I'm just going down the list of, like, top 20, top 50, top 100.
Most of the hentai that we spoke about earlier that me and Angel like a lot. I didn't even do the introduction of you guys. I just realized.
Yeah, they know. I'm unhinged. I'm unhinged. They know.
They're adults, like, a lot of times. Like, Tomonosagi, they're adults. Like,
oh, no, Code No Kawadi. Watch that one. That's just a really good adult one. That's a really good MILF and a really good son-in-law. And that MILF,
I will say, son-in-law. If you drink a lot of cream. If you are an avid hentai viewer, if you will know, there's always some funny ones that are just so stupid. But they're hilarious to watch because it's not even about you turning up. I've talked to Angel about this before. There's one literally called Great Man. And the title is The Dick of Justice. And that's all I'm going to tell you.
Oh my God. Yeah, you did say that one. You did say
it's
that
probably one.
One
of the
that's
funniest.
That's a Dave Chappelle joke.
Yeah. It's probably one of the funniest hit dies I've ever watched in my life.
There's one that I laughed at because the concept is that these guys go to this, it's a school, and all the classes and the teachers go on a school trip to a nudist beach.
Oh, yeah.
And they just fuck like rabbits over there. And
no, my favorite thing about that is they compliment each other. They're like, oh, you have a nice body. I've always thought you had a nice body. They're complimenting each other.
They're complimenting each other while they're fucking.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it's so much. Oh, look, there's. This hole's free. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I got to cut this real quick. Nico yesterday. So we're at the card store for a story. And this guy randomly asks us, like, randomly, right? He just said, name a hentai. And it was for something he needed. And then Nico asked me, Angel, what's the one with, like, the weird snake? And I found it. It's called Shikoku no Shaman. It's about a snake woman.
It was Alan. Alan. Okay. He wants to get a tattoo of a mouth.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, there's one with a mouth. Let's see.
So in this hentai is just super interesting. Like, once again, you'll watch it. And you'll just watch it because there's fight scenes.
Yeah, you're not watching it that fast.
But it's like some weird scene where, like, this boy of these slaves fall in love with, like, this beautiful white-haired woman. And they're having sex with her, but then you realize that she's actually a snake woman. She doesn't have arms, but she has, like, a human body, like, torso and snake, and she has a vagina. She still has that. And they're all, like, in an illusion. They're all fucking the air.
Yeah.
Except for one boy who's actually fucking her, because she likes him a little bit. And then, but anytime that someone, like nuts on her face or something, she gets mad and kills one of them and shit like that. And it's
super... And she'll dump them with, like, her mouth and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But she actually has, like, a mouth pussy, like, fucking
like here,
it's like layered and shit.
Was it? I love fucking why. Isn't that one like the funniest things you hear? When someone's like in the hentai, someone's like, let me have that mouth pussy. And I went,
What is this? Is that how that translates? Is this how that translates?
The English translations for hentais hilarious.
Are fucking hilarious. Like, I'm like, you didn't sell. Whoever is in charge of subtitles, you deserve.
A Especially when they bleep them out. Because the bleeping makes it so much better.
The bleeping makes it so confusing. I found it. It's called consen. Okay, the thing I was talking about before, I keep jumping. The thing I was talking about before was I had a school and the shit goes down. It's called consen. Yeah, with the smoke, with the gas goes off and everyone's fucking. It's called consen Sodom.
I've never seen
it. Consen Sodom. The shit is just a nonstop cut reel of people just fucking each other until someone finds the answer.
I need to watch this. Send this to me for research purposes.
Send it to you. I'm going to send it to you right now. I'm going to send this to Nico. I have to. Because it's not a bad one. It's just one of those that sticks in my head. When you ask me, what's your favorite anime? I'm like, your favorite anime.
I will admit.
It's funny because I'm like, I got like three.
I will admit any of the.
They're all old. They're all like, because to me now, like, to be clear, everyone, I've limited my hentai to now twice a week. However, it's because hentai's become like, there's nothing new. It's waiting for a hentai is like waiting for a new season.
This man's a goon.
Fuck you. It's like waiting for a gooner. Fuck, I'm not here joking. They're good. It's like fucking waiting for a new season of, One Punch Man.
I've been that up.
Like, you're sitting there waiting for shit.
I've literally
and
watched.
When you find a good thing, you're kind of upset that nothing will match it. You've got to be like, you know how annoying it is to rewatch pornography? To rewatch your favorite? At first, you're like, oh, that's my favorite one. And then you realize, like, you have a favorite?
No.
There isn't a lot for you to pick from.
So, my favorite thing about that is. In my mind, the only thing I think of is like, I can't nut. I have to go back to.
Yeah. You ever heard those things? I remember growing up, someone was like, I forgot who told me this. I forgot that someone, I think it was either one of my friends was like, growing up, he goes, oh, I can't do that. He goes, I always have to finish the same one. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, like, I have two titles, and one is for the new shit. When I get really, really close, I click to the new tab and turn that one on, and then I can finish. And I went, That's neat. So you're just always stuck on that one no matter what, but you're trying. It's like you have the addiction to this, and you're trying like, oh, I have a caffeine addiction. Oh, I have a nicotine addiction, so I'm chewing gum. Or nicotine gum. But you always still need to smoke cigarette no matter what. It's crazy.
That's funny. Like, that's why you should like read more. Because there's a lot more doujinshi than there are animated.
Yeah, sure.
Doujinshi is
You always find something new.
My thing about doujinshi
because they're uploading like
my
30,000 a day.
I have a confession.
Yeah, that's true.
I have a confession.
It's hard for me to do.
My doujinshis are completely different than I like compared to actual hentai.
But that's fair. That makes a lot of sense.
Mine breaks still up there, but it's like it's corruption.
Here's the thing. I don't like cucking in hentai. A fair hidden in the lead is a very good Naruto hentai. But I'm not that having sex with the Raikage, and I really like that one. And it has two parts, and it's like really good. And I don't like cucking, but I like that. I like that one because you're just lying to Naruto the whole time. That motherfucker knows. That dude.
So when I'm reading, hypnosis is like, and then tentacles.
I can't
do anything animal anatomy related.
See, I did it first, and now I like
it. Can I ask you like a funny question? Yeah. I heard this, both of you. I heard this a long, long time ago from a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, he was from one of the blue collar comedy guys. And he goes, everyone's a little bit gay. He goes, I'm not gay. He goes, yeah, you sure? He goes, you like porn, man? Yeah, I love porn. He goes, Do you watch only a woman have sex with another woman? He goes, no, I watch a man make love to another woman, make love is crazy.
Yeah.
And then he goes, do you want his penis to be soft and like floppy? He goes, no, I want a rock solid heart.
You're staring at that cup.
All right, so now I sit there and I can't believe I'm going to say this on fucking. I'm sitting there like, bro, sometimes you got to look at it and I'm like, man, that dick's too little.
Yeah, that's true. I've done that before.
I'm like, bro, if you're not...
Are you prepared to yourself? Is this close enough?
I'm like, if it's not at least 8 to 9, man, I ain't watching this shit.
I'm not gonna lie. If I'm watching rare porn, I need head and I need big dick.
If I'm watching doujinshi, reading doujinshi, this is there.
Slideshow it.
Slideshow it. It's awesome. If I'm sitting there and I'm reading doujinshi, like, I would love there to be more head in it, but every time you have head in doujinshi, it's like a page.
Yeah, it's either a page or it's the whole series. There's no in between.
Yeah, the whole series, like, then you start missing the sex. Because in my head, so, I don't want to get into sharing on the podcast, apparently. I am someone in real life that prefers head over sex, but not because, like, I just prefer even both ways too, because to me, I'm like, oh, sex is the same. No matter what you do, sex can always feel the same. But someone's head game can be drastically different than anything else. It all depends.
Are you telling me all pussies are the same?
And sometimes it just feels the same. It all feels the same,
bro.
It's like, what was it? What I hear? I heard this joke. It was like, oh, anal sex is just like vaginal sex, and I went, what? He goes, yeah, the pussy's like a butt in front, you know. A friend, but
you say my only experience with anal, it felt the same, but it's because we were drunk and she did anal a lot.
Oh, okay,
kind of a lot.
I felt because I literally asked her, I was like, is it in your ass or not? Because I didn't know.
And just personally, to me, when I have sex, thank you to anyone that's given me sex up until this point. I'll never have sex again after this podcast. It just always feels the same. It's a joke.
What do you think that
it's like? It's the wall, it's the same thing, like nothing really feels that.
It doesn't matter what angle you're hitting it at?
No, it's just the same thing.
I think it's a you thing, because for me, it's that different.
The only time it feels different is if they're like, it depends on like, yeah, this isn't an NSFW podcast, it's like a win, I guess. But most of the time for me, I'm like, I appreciate it.
I'm going to ask you a really personal question.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had sex with a virgin?
Yes.
And you're telling me it felt the same?
No, that, wait, I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No, I remember.
That's a bad sign.
I remember I had sex with a virgin because I was a virgin. But that's what I'm talking about. I don't remember. I was like 17.
Got it.
Right? So I don't remember. I just remember that day. I don't remember the feeling. Also, it was my first. It was like. It was like 2 minutes. It was like. You having sex with virgins?
He's talking himself out. I've never had sex before, so I can't say anything.
You've never had sex before?
Hey, no, he's not you, though. That's what you...
That's really hard to believe.
You're a very attractive person, though.
You're confident. Your confidence is so weird. Your confidence is so weirdly high on a daily basis. I'm like, this dude.
This dude
stands like Jason Momoa in Aquaman wherever he goes, right? You know what I'm talking about? Good on you, Shannon, for both holding your cleanliness and your fucking virginhood, but also good on you for having such amazing aura that you could convince everyone. If you told me beforehand, yeah, like when I was in the military, I just, you know, I had threesomes like twice a week. You're Shannon. Of course you fucking do it. Duh, lucky bitch. Yeah. I haven't had one. But good on you. It's just way to hold your virtue while also having the craziest aura I've seen in a person.
Gross. I have a lot of confidence myself.
Okay, yeah, he has a lot of confidence, and then Shannon just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, Shannon just walks around on business.
That's it. That's a good way to put it. This dude just walks on business. He's like, whatever. You want it? Come get it. No, fuck it. Holy shit.
I didn't know about you, actually.
Yeah, my parents did the same thing, too. They actually thought I was going to get picked up when I was in the military. I was like, no.
No, you're too busy
struggling.
I'm assuming you had like you got Bojangles.
Nope.
No. Nothing.
Nothing.
Are you one of those people?
Wait, did you have your first kiss?
Nope.
Are you what? One of those people that just like not interested?
Oh yeah.
No.
I have a friend that's like that. Like my guy friend who's like
abstinent,
almost abstinent, but it's more like he's so hyper focused on like work, and he works in like finance.
Yeah.
And he's fit. He's a good looking.
So he's just busy.
But then when he's not busy, we talk to him and be like, "Do you care?" But he had sex before one time, and then afterwards he's like, "I'm okay."
Yeah.
And I was like, "But you have time right now." He goes, "Yeah, it's fine."
So for me, it's like. I've told this before. I'm a dimmy, so like I can't just have sex. Like I cannot just physically get.
I hate that term.
What dimmy?
This is going into got into personal life. Like if you're gonna learn a little bit about, I hate the term demisexual. I hate the term demisexual because it just means. I don't mean to downplay anyone. It just sounds normal. A demisexual is somebody that needs an emotional connection to have sex. That sounds. Like the way the world works.
I agree with you.
Okay?
So when he
says that, it makes me upset because it implies that Nico is weird or different. And I'm like, no, that sounds like what good people should do.
Oh my. So
demisexual should be normal. And then like, there should be another word for people who just fuck the fuck.
Yeah.
That should be But demisexual sounds like, it makes me open a piece of paper and read, and I go, for Ratatouille, go like, okay, whatever.
So
I'm making fun of you.
It's
normal.
Yeah. So I can't just have sex with anyone. Like, I literally have emotional connection with them. Like, at least something, like, super deep or, like, at least go on a couple of dates or something.
Didn't you hook up with someone the other day, like, last month, and you had a good time, and then you didn't talk to her for a while?
Yeah.
Did you have an emotional connection with that one?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That happened fast, though.
Well, we were talking before we did the whole date thing, so.
We came over, and you didn't open the door for an hour.
we were outside in the heat, and then we came up, and we're like, what happened? And you're like, I don't mean to kiss and tell.
That's real good sex.
Yeah, but that place that I've known for, like, years.
Yeah. You left us in the heat.
I'm sorry.
It was the pauses.
You mean the time you left us in the heat? And we were dying for an hour? Let me see.
I'm sorry.
We met your neighbor?
That's the move.
That's the move.
It's all now right now.
Oh,
no, but like, I feel like I'm also demisexual. I don't know if you guys know what that means, but like, I can't even think about dating someone without getting some emotional attachment.
I can, I'm that.
Demisexual?
Demisexual. I would say, God, it just sounds normal.
So stupid.
So you're not judging anything. My opinion is, it sounds so stupid. I don't see myself dating someone unless I genuinely plan on spending a lot of my time.
Like, don't get me wrong. I find people physically attractive. Like, Angel here, he's very physically attractive. Like, if I was going to be gay, he's the type of guy I'd probably go for.
Thanks.
You're welcome. But, like,
That made my whole fucking week. You know what? That made my whole fucking week.
You're welcome.
You know?
He's posing now.
You know? That made my whole week. I'm getting ear to ear. You know,
if I see a girl and like, you know, I'm an app guy. If I see a girl with like the perfect ass and perfect body, in my opinion, or whatever, I'll be like, damn. And I'll just, that's it. That's a thought.
No,
it's not even like a track.
That's damn. Yeah. If I go on the street, I can't. I'm not gonna talk to anybody. I'll look at you and acknowledge, like, wow, you are a beautiful.
I'll just compliment the girl. I'll go up to her like.
Got to someone and been like, hey, I don't know if anyone told you today, but you are very beautiful. I just want you to know that.
Yeah.
And I will literally walk away.
Yep.
And they will stare at me.
Yep.
Like I was supposed to stand there and stay.
Yep.
And I'm like, I'm not staying here. I made an ass of myself 20 seconds
ago. Yeah. I'm not
here. I gotta go find something to do.
I need to go find something to do. I need to go.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. Because we talked about hentai. How do you feel about regular porn?
I'm picky now.
Same.
I'm incredibly picky.
Same.
Like, if I'm on regular porn, I don't watch it that often. But now, like, that sounds bad. Like, if I don't really watch porn, I have to watch hentai. But, like, once again, on regular porn, a lot of it is just oral. Like, I'll just find something like that.
Yeah.
And it has to be, like, 80% of that.
Yep. Same.
But at least, but, you know, it's funny. It's like, you don't have a favorite porn in porn. And when you don't have a favorite porn. You have a favorite porn star.
Yeah.
And mine is Kathy Heaven. But that book.
Unfortunately, mine's Violet Myers.
That, God. Basic. Basic.
What are these names?
I don't know.
Kathy Heaven is a woman who can take a 9 to 10 inch penis and fit it all the way to the base.
Yep.
What a good
one. No gag reflex.
No gag reflex. None.
Like,
and
at all.
And also, like,
it's just straight.
Also, like, I don't know if it's weird. Like, this, we already gone so far. Like, I need someone to have a sexy moan.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Hers is good. But then, like I said, like, most of the time, if I'm watching something, like, I just find the same person. I'm just like, it's different with Henry.
For me, with regular porn, I find myself changing genres depending on my mood. So, like, I can't just watch the same genre over and over again. Like, one day I'll be like, massages. Next day I'll be like, double blowjob. I'm like, why am I like this?
I'm in the mood for today. Your waiter comes over.
But I do admit that I'm very picky now, because I'll sit there and I'll be like, man, I'm horny. And scroll for like 30 minutes.
And then you're not horny.
Yeah, then I'm not horny anymore.
You've been scrolling, you've been doom scrolling on porn. That's crazy.
Doom scrolling porn.
You're doom scrolling on fucking porn. What's the other woman thing? There's a woman
who... When I have sex, though, I'm not thinking about porn at all.
Really?
Like, for like a week.
Really?
Seriously. That sigh.
That's
sigh was crazy.
Damn.
I didn't know the fuck picked that up, bro. Damn.
I was just.
That sigh was crazy.
I didn't. My brain didn't compute. My brain took that in and I stood there doing math and went, whatever.
I mean,
this is the same energy I give you when you say demisexual.
Yeah.
Oh, Kathy Heaven and Luna Star.
Luna Star is one of them.
Luna Star.
That ass,
once
bro.
Once again, that ass, I can't even tell if it's fake or not, but I don't think it's fake because the way it's shaped.
Yeah.
But like.
Luna Star?
He can't.
She can jiggle from the front.
Yes. But she can fit it all the way in. You can suck dick and fit it to the base.
Layla Starr and Violet Myers have that arch on their back, and that's what I'm really attracted to. Like the curvature.
Yeah. But... yeah, Violet Starr or Violet Myers?
Sorry, Violet Myers.
Okay, Violet Myers.
It's honestly
too much fucking makeup.
So my thing about her,
she's
an actual nerd, bro. She's an actual like gamer and nerd. Like I watch her.
Yeah, okay, but she also shows up and just looks like she can't be bothered.
Yeah.
Her face looks like she can't be bothered all the time. She's an actual nerd, but then you show up and you're always like, you look upset. You look miserable. It's like how my favorite porn star used to be when I was like 15, used to be Abella Danger.
That flexibility, bro.
Yeah, Abella Danger. And then I saw an interview with what's his face? Johnny Sins.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Sins is like, he goes, rate these people on like, not just sex, like who they are. And he put Abella last. And he goes, I don't really want to say a lot. And they're like, what? And he goes, it's like agreeableness. And he just didn't like her as a person.
Yeah.
He was like, no, she's good. But, like, don't like her as a person. But he didn't say that. It's just so interesting.
This is why
there needs to always be a disconnect. Because they're people.
Yep.
Like, Kathy Heaven is probably a great woman. But
Naomi Steele? I was so attracted to her growing up. And then I learned that she only has sex with white men. And I'm like, wow, I just lost my attraction to you.
But, you know, fun fact, did you know why?
No.
You know why about some of those things? So this is a fun fact while we're ending the podcast. If a women in the industry, this could have changed. But growing up, when I learned about this, like they had interviews with porn stars. And they're like, when you have sex with a black man, you immediately get paid less.
Hmm.
It's weird.
I know.
And I didn't know why, but there were women that were just avoiding it as a whole. Hmm. Like, if you're not popular enough, like, you know, like the big names and whatever, they get sex with black men. They just get paid to get looked at.
Yeah.
It almost like my thought process was, if you're a tiny white woman getting fucked by a black man, ain't nobody fucking you guys. So at this point, everyone in their head watching that is like, don't want. They're like, screw it. It's kind of racist. Jeez. Because it's not the same thing with black women. If a black woman fucks a black man, there is no, they also get it too. You know how crazy that is? Crazy. That there are black women porn stars who will only fuck white men.
Yeah.
Like that's their, and I'm like, really?
Brittany White is one of them.
Yeah. It's wild. It's wild that like they have that. But that could have changed now. It's just, I still haven't seen really a change in it. Back in the day, they used to be like, I won't do it. And now they do. And I'm like, all right, maybe you got popular enough that it didn't change your pay.
Yeah.
But you never know. I'm not a porn star. I wish.
You could be.
I wouldn't laugh.
You got the body.
I want to know what they give
you. We're making Angel OnlyFans right now?
I want to know what they give these girls. How long do, what do they give to, I have no problem with you being my cameraman, and he can be my fluffer.
Oh, what?
Your fluffer.
You know what a fluffer is?
With your virgin hands. I need a fluffer.
What does that mean? You know what? Don't tell me.
You're going to find out. You're going to fluffer. But, like, I want to know what these men are taking, one, to last 45 minutes, and two, to have so much,
stamina come.
You ever seen the explosiveness of it? It's like at least four quarts. It's like a quart.
You know what?
Zinc tablets.
Yeah, zinc tablets.
Fuck you, zinc tablet.
Oh, fuck, that's funny. Well, not only that, but like they last hella long.
That's what I'm talking about.
Zinc tablets.
Well, how many
rhino pills?
Oh yeah, the rhino pill. That makes sense.
Yeah, but if I go and listen, I'm not being cocky. I'm overstimulated. I'll be done in a minute. That's my problem. That's why I need to know. I'll be done in a minute because I'm seeing all these beautiful women. I'm just like, oh my god. I'm confident enough to say that I'm happy with where I'm at. But I'd still be like, oh, are you going to do a DP scene with fucking Mandingo?
No.
So I can go home insecure for the rest of my fucking life? She spent 20 minutes with him and gave me five. Like, what am I doing? And I got the best. Which I'm happy with. At the same time, I'm like, God. You got those fucking, what did that do? Dread?
Oh, yeah, Dread.
Dread, whose penis is the size of Nico's thigh. And these women take it, and I'm like, and none of them are like happy.
Yeah.
You can tell they're like,
mm-hmm. They're actually in pain sometimes.
Yeah, because that's a fit. He's like,
or Max Steel. Like,
you ever seen, it's the meme with the train hitting the small tunnel?
Mm-hmm.
It's really? Literally that. And he's trying to make it work.
There's a guy named Lex Steel, too. He's just girthy. Like, he's like 8 inches in girth.
Yeah, he looks like a soda can. He looks like a soda can. Yeah. And these women are just like,
I can do it.
And they look like they're crying.
Yeah.
They're like, I regret all my choices. Like, I'm ready. And then they're like, I wasn't ready.
All right. So, Shannon, would you ever purposely watch it die?
No.
All right. Well, we didn't.
Even after.
We didn't even talk about
it. I'm probably going to stick to reading because, for some reason, the way you guys are talking about it, hentai seems so damn limited.
We can even talk about Rule 34. The video website.
There's just nothing.
I've been on Rule 34.
I can get everything that I can from a doujinshi.
I watched.
But reading just feels better for some reason.
I watched Tifa get fucked by four black men on a fucking waterbed on Rule 34. But for you to read, I do still recommend A Fair Hidden in the Leaves.
Probably not.
It's a fair in the leaves. Closing note. If you are an anime fan,
NTR.
You don't have to give hentai a try, but it's nice as it is. You don't have to. We know that you watch it if you're a hentai fan or an anime fan.
I love that vanilla lovey dovey shit.
All right, I want to say to finish
it's not
off,
gay, it's optimistic.
Stay away from Lolly. Stay away from
Shoto,
on like the rare occasion it isn't fucking weird, and it's always gonna be fucking weird. And everyone, take a gander at Boku no Pico.
You said avoid all of this.
Yeah,
and then put the biggest red flag.
Don't watch Boku no Pico unless someone pays you to do it.
You'll understand why if you just look at the opening.
If you continue to watch after the opening, we know where you're at.
We got your number. We'll call the FBI.
We'll call the FBI.
Shannon, you love them wrong?
No. I'm not doing this shit again.
Yes, yeah. No,
peace, love, and hair grease. We'll see you next time.
Love you.
Thanks for listening to Weebisations. If you enjoyed the episode, tune in every Wednesday wherever you catch your podcasts. And join the Cracked Media Discord to get updates and interact with the community.